Take your Bibles this morning and turn to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 12. Proverbs chapter 12, on Sunday mornings for the summer, maybe even longer, we're going to be studying the book of Proverbs by topic. Many of you already get the devotional I send out, which is Proverbs by chapter, but we're going to do Proverbs by topic. And this morning, I want to look at the subject of anger. And it reminds me of a story I've heard of this elderly couple that was going on a road trip. Maybe you've taken a road trip, and they went on a road trip, they stopped at a restaurant, and they sat in the restaurant, ate their meal, and then they left. Well, they were 20 minutes down the road, and the elderly wife remembered that she had left her glasses at the restaurant. So she said to her husband, "You know what? I left my glasses at the restaurant. We need to go back and get them." And he said, "What do you mean you left your glasses at the restaurant? Can't you keep them on your head? Didn't you put them in your purse? Why in the world would you leave them at the restaurant?" Well, he's the classic old geezer, and acting in a classic old geezer way. And the more that he talked about her leaving her glass at the restaurant, the more he got angry about her leaving her glass at the restaurant. Well, finally he decided he'd turn around and drive all the way back to the restaurant, and of course, as he did, he was getting angrier and angrier and angrier because she had left her glasses at the restaurant, and she should have known. She should have made sure she kept her glasses on her head or in her purse or somewhere so he wouldn't have to drive all the way back. Well, they got back to the restaurant, and she was getting out the door and getting ready to go into the restaurant. And he yelled out the door to his wife. He said, "You know, while you're in there, would you pick up my wallet and the credit card?" Let's pray. God, as we look at your word this morning, help us, Lord, to understand this issue of anger and what it does to our lives and the lives of others. Help us, Lord, to see the wisdom of your word and learn the truth about anger. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, let me take a poll this morning. How many of you this morning would say anger is sinful? Raise your hand. All right, put your hands down. How many of you this morning would say anger is not sinful? Put your hand up. All right, because you guys can keep your hands up because you're the wise ones. The truth is, anger is not sinful. Anger is simply an emotion. It is not sinful. It is just an emotion that God has put within our lives, and it is not sinful to get angry. How do I know that? The Bible tells us that Jesus got angry, and he was without sin. Bible tells us that God gets angry and is without sin. So anger in itself is not an emotion, but let me say this, anger can become sinful. And what we need to be very careful of is that we get angry, but we don't allow it to get sinful. The verses I read in our scripture passage this morning, Ephesians 4, verse 25 through 27, talks about that very issue. It says, "Be angry, but do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger." So if anger is simply an emotion, and let me say this, anger is an emotion that can help you get things accomplished, can help you to reach goals, can help you to get things done that need to get done. Actually, can even help you to not do things that you shouldn't do. But when is anger, when is that emotion sinful? Let me give you four times when anger is sinful before we even get into Scripture. And I would encourage you to write these down because then you'll know when your anger is sinful. Number one, anger is sinful when you blow up. Anger is sinful when you blow up. Some of you probably are the kind of person that when you get angry, you blow up. Maybe you throw things, or you scream things, or you yell things. You know, you get angry, so your husband just ducks. Or you get angry and your wife runs in the other room. When you blow up, that kind of anger is sinful. Now, there are another group of people, you are ready to point your fingers at those who blow up. And you're ready to tell them that when they blow up, they are being sinful. But I want you to know, when you're pointing your finger at them, you're probably sinning too. Because the second kind of anger that is sinful is when you clam up. When you clam up. You know, when you get angry and you don't do anything, you just hold it in. And everybody knows you're angry, but you're not willing to admit it. In fact, your spouse says to you, "What is wrong?" And you say, "Nothing." And you know what? That's a lie. Because everyone knows there's something wrong. You know there's something wrong. Your spouse knows there's something wrong. You might think they're asking a stupid question. You might say, "I have a right to lie to them because it is a stupid question." But it is still a lie. So anger is sinful when you blow up, when you clam up. And anger, number three, is sinful when you hold up. And by that mean is when you hold on to your anger. And it could be hours, it could be days, it could be weeks, it could be years. But you're holding on to your anger and you're just getting ready to release it. And you know somewhere down the road, you're going to hold it in for now, but somewhere down the road, you're going to let it out and you're going to let them know that you were angry 26 years ago. It's going to come out. Number four, anger is sinful when you are angry for the wrong reasons. You get mad at somebody for something and it is absolutely the wrong reason. Now, I could give you a whole bunch of reasons that are absolutely wrong to get angry. I'm not going to do that this morning. I'm sure you know some of them. But when you get angry for the wrong reasons, that is anger that is sinful. What I would like to do this morning is look at the book of Proverbs and see what it says about anger. And let me say this. Proverbs talks mostly about the first kind of sinful anger. Proverbs speaks mostly to the first issue, that of blowing up. That does not let you off the hook if you do the other three, because they're still sinful. But mostly what I'm going to talk about this morning, in fact, just about all of what I'm going to talk about this morning, is that anger that is blow-up anger, because that's what Proverbs deals with. Number one, blowing up is sinful. It is sinful. Look at Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 16. The vexation of a fool is known at once, but the prudent ignores an insult. Let me say the word vexation refers to blow-up anger. It is anger that when you get easily angered or you blow up or you let it out. And I want you to know, when you blow up, you're acting like a fool. Now, I didn't say that, so don't get angry at me. God's word says that. Well, I guess I said it too because I read it. But notice, when you get angry, vexation, the vexation of a fool is known at once. What is the vexation of a fool? Well, notice it says that the prudent ignores an insult. The anger of a fool is when they are insulted and they immediately get angry. Fool has no or little self-control, therefore he is easily set off. Blowing up will not help you to live a righteous life. In fact, if people walk around you with slippers on, it's probably because you have blow-up anger. James chapter 1, verse 19 and 20 says this, "Know this, my beloved brothers, that every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness of God." When you blow up in anger and you let yourself get totally out of control, that will never produce the righteousness of God. Because it is sinful anger. In fact, skip over with me to chapter 14 of Proverbs and verse 16. All the verses we'll look at this morning are from the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 14:16. The one who is wise is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is reckless and careless. The word reckless here means easily angered. So a fool is easily angered. And when you are easily angered, you're acting like a fool. You're acting like a fool. So don't be easily angered. Blowing up is to act like a fool. It is sinful. Notice also that blowing up will cause you not only to look like a fool, but blowing up will cause you to do foolish things. Look with me, chapter 14, Proverbs, verse 17. A man of quick temper acts foolishly, and a man of evil devices is hated. A man of quick temper acts foolishly. Quick-tempered, short-tempered, to blow up, flying off the handle will cause you to say and to do things that you will regret later. Harsh words, throwing things, hitting things. In a word, dumb things, foolish things. So if you blow up when you get angry, what you ought to do is grab a mirror, put it in front of you and say, when you look at the mirror, right now, I am being a fool. The Bible says there's very little hope for a fool. You act like a fool, you do foolish things. Not only that, but notice same chapter, chapter 14, verse 29. You actually exalt foolishness. Look at verse 29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding. But he who is who has a hasty temper exalts folly. He who has a hasty temper exalts folly. Notice the word slow to anger. It means slow to wrath, slow to anger. And the word anger here is, you know, someone when they're kind of breathing hard and they're just really mad. Hasty temper means hot-tempered, or being, getting angry with very little provocation, very little reason. You just fly off the handle at just about anything. And when you do that, notice you exalt folly. The word means to lift up for show. So when you blow up, you're actually lifting up for show foolishness. You act like a fool, you do foolish things, and in the end, you actually exalt foolishness. But it doesn't stop there. Turn over to chapter 15. Notice verse 18. A hot-tempered man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger quiets contention. A hot-tempered man starts quarrels, but a slow-tempered man calms them. And someone gets angry and becomes very hard to deal with the issue. You know, when someone blows up, you kind of get off the issue and you begin to attack each other instead of the issue at hand. And that is the reason God has given us the emotion. So that when we get angry, we take all that anger and we look towards solving a problem. Instead, when you blow up, you make the problem worse. Skip over to chapter 29. Proverbs 29, notice verse 22. A man of wrath stirs up strife, and one given to anger causes much transgression. The word strife means quarrels, fighting. One given to anger causes much transgression. It means sin or offenses or rebels. When you get angry, all you do is cause problems. When you get angry, all you do is cause quarrels and sin and offenses. For sure, blowing up anger is sinful. Well, look over with me at chapter 30. Not only is it sinful, not only does it make you look like a fool, not only does it cause you to do foolish things, not only does it cause you to exalt foolishness and cause quarrels. Look at chapter 30 and verse 32. If you have been foolish, exalting yourself, or if you have been devising evil, put your hand over your mouth. For pressing milk produces curds, pressing the nose produces blood, and pressing anger produces strife. Now keep that in mind and turn back with me to chapter 19. They both fit together. Proverbs 19 and verse 19. A man of great wrath will pay the penalty. A man of great wrath will pay the penalty, for if you deliver him, you will only have to do it again. If you deliver him, you will only have to do it again. Here's the idea. Blowing up anger leads to more blowing up anger, which leads to more blowing up anger. In other words, in your life, if you blow up because someone does something you don't like, if you are easily angered because someone insults you or annoys you, and your reaction to that is to blow up, then you know what's going to happen? The next time someone does something similar, you're going to blow up again. And the next time someone does something similar, you're going to blow up again. And what will happen is it will produce in your life a cycle or a habit so that when those kinds of things happen in your life, your response will be the same every time. And blowing up will become a learned behavior in your life of blowing up. And if you rescue someone who blows up, you will only have to do it again. Why? Because it has become a habit in their life. In fact, a habit that needs to be broken. So let me say, all of these passages we have just looked at tell us the same thing over and over, that when you blow up, when you get mad, it is sinful. Now, number two. Blowing up is an issue of control. Blowing up is an issue of control. Turn with me to chapter 29. Why do people blow up? If you don't blow up, you might look at the person who blows up and say to them, why do you do that? Why can't you just control yourself? For that is the issue. Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 11. Notice, secondly, a fool gives full vent to his spirit, but a wise man quietly holds it back. Number two, blowing up is an issue of control. It is an issue of control. Both people get angry, but one blows up, the other holds it in. One lets the anger out of control, the other controls themselves. Blowing up is an issue of control. Anger must be released under control towards solving issues, not towards hurting people. Think about it. Think about the last argument you got in with your spouse. I know you don't argue with your spouse. But think about your neighbor who argues with your spouse. Or think about the other person who got in an argument with their friend. And the last time they got in an argument and, you get really, really mad, and you begin arguing over an issue that maybe happened in your relationship, and the more you argue, all of a sudden you quit arguing about the issue, and you begin arguing and placing your attacks not towards the issue but towards each other. You say something like, oh, you're just dumb, or you're an idiot, or you can't ever do anything right, and all these kinds of things. You're no longer trying to solve the issue. All you're doing is attacking each other. Once you begin doing that, you can't solve the issue. Once you begin doing that, your anger is out of control, and your anger is poised towards hurting somebody. It is poised towards denigrating somebody, knocking them down. Your words are no longer helpful. Your words have become hurtful. So when we have that kind of anger, it is anger that is out of control. Follow with me. Turn also to Proverbs chapter 16. Proverbs chapter 16. Did our projector die? Okay. Didn't. Proverbs 16. You're going to have to write down the outline, I guess. Proverbs 16, verse 32. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. So notice there is great value in keeping yourself under control. There is great value in making sure that you don't blow up, that you don't let your anger get totally out of control so that you begin doing things that you ought not to do. If you can control yourself, you're at home with the mighty. You're at home with the strong. Because you have your body, you have your emotions, you have your life under control. In fact, when you don't have yourself under control, turn to Proverbs chapter 25. What is true of the person who lacks that self-control and lets their anger get out of whack? Proverbs chapter 25 and verse 28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. You know, when you think of city back in those days, they had walls around them, and the purpose of the walls was to protect those living in the city. Purpose of the wall was to keep out harmful things and harmful people so that that city would have protection around it by those walls. Well, a city whose walls are broken down is open to the enemy's attack. A city whose walls are broken down is vulnerable to trouble. A city whose walls are broken down has absolutely no protection. And when you allow yourself to get out of control, you've just lost the protection that you would have had if you were able to control yourself. Therefore, you do things that you ought not to do. Someone has said, he who hath no rule over his own spirit is an easy prey to the invader. All we have to do is look at the example of Samson. Samson could not control himself, strongest man who ever lived, but he could not control his passions. And in the end, he sinned against God. He sinned against God. So how do you gain control? If you are a blower up, how do you gain control so that you don't do that? Let me give you a list. If you don't have room on the front of your sheet, you can write it on the back. A list of things you can do if you are the kind of person who blows up when you get angry. Number one, don't excuse your sin. Yes, blowing up is sin. Don't excuse it. Don't say, you made me do this. Don't say, that's just the way I am. Don't say, well, you know, I'm Italian and Italians blow up. Or whatever nationality you are, don't excuse your sin. Number two, believe you can overcome it. I think sometimes we excuse our sin because we think we can't overcome it. I want you to know you can overcome sin. Blowing up is a learned habit. You may have learned it from your parents. You may have learned it from your friends. You may have learned it from yourself. But Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. And you can overcome that sin. Number three, saturate yourself with the Word of God. Saturate yourself with the Word of God. Let me say it this way. If you memorize verses that deal with blowing up and you see that when you blow up, you're acting like a fool, well, who wants to act like a fool? And hopefully that will give you the energy to learn not to do that. Constantly repeat the verses. When you get angry, recall them to your mind. Saturate yourself with the Word of God. Number four, be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, the Bible says if you live by the Spirit, you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. And if you are blowing up, or you are clamming up, or you are holding up, or if you are getting angry for the wrong reasons when you do that, the Holy Spirit is not control of your life. You're not filled with the Spirit. God is not directing your life. You're allowing your own passions, your own emotions to run amok. So be filled with the Spirit. When you're filled with the Spirit, you will not give in to the sinful nature. Number five, become a master of your body and don't let it master you. Paul said that he beat his body into subjection, so after he had preached to others that he might not become a castaway. Become a master of your body. Learn to discipline yourself so that you stay in control of yourself so that you do not blow up and become sinful. Number six, be aware. Be aware of friendship with those who blow up. If you get around people who blow up, you're going to learn their habits. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 22. Proverbs 22 and verse 22. Do not rob the poor because he is poor, or crush the afflicted at the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause and rob of life those who rob them. Make no friendship with a man given to anger, nor go with a wrathful man, lest you learn his ways and entangle yourself in a snare. Notice, if you hang around those who blow up, you will learn their ways. You may do the very things that they do. That is true of any sin. It says the same thing in Proverbs chapter 12. We already looked at verse 16, but verse 26 says, the one who is righteous is a guide to his neighbor, but the way of the wicked leads them astray. So if you allow those who do sinful things and you hang around them a lot and you hang around them too much, they can lead you into their way. So six things of how you can control blow-up anger. Let me say this finally, number three. So blowing up is sinful, blowing up is an issue of control, and number three, blow-ups can be calmed. You know, what do you do if you're in a situation and you're not blowing up, but the other person is blowing up? How do you handle that? Well, do you know that the Bible says in the book of Proverbs that one of the ways you can calm a person who has blown up is to bribe them? It says it in Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 14. Now, let me say this before you take that track. It says in Proverbs 15:27 and 17:23 that bribery is wrong. So bribery is not the way to calm blow-ups. What do you do if someone blows up? How do you deal with that? Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 1. Think there are two things you can do when it's the other person blowing up. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. A soft anger turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. So what do you do? How do you calm blow-ups? Well, number one, with a soft answer. Let me tell you what happens and see if it's true when you're around people that blow up. You get angry. And so you're going on this conversation, it's getting angry. So what happens? The person blows up and they raise their voice. Well, you don't want to be outdone, so you raise your voice. Well, they're angry, so they're going to make sure they're not outdone, so they raise their voice higher, and you raise your voice higher, and it keeps going like this. So how do you stop that? You go back where it first started, and they raise their voice. You talk softer. And they raise their voice higher. You talk even softer. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Again, look at what it says. A soft answer turns away wrath, anger, but a harsh word. Someone blows up, so you get mad too, and you throw in a harsh word. What happens? It just stirs anger up even higher. Well, there's a second thing that you can do. Turn over to chapter 29, the last verse, Proverbs 29. Not only should you have a soft answer, but along with it, notice verse 8. The right way of calming blow-ups, well, with a soft answer, and then notice secondly, with wisdom. Verse 8. Scoffers set a city aflame, but the wise man, or the wise, turn away wrath. Not only do you need a soft answer, but you need wisdom. You need to respond to the person that is angry, or respond to the angry situation with wisdom. Well, let me finish where we started. Let me finish with the scripture I read at the very beginning. Just listen. Here's what it said. In your anger, do not sin, and do not give the devil a foothold. Anger is not sin, but it can become sin. And when you allow it to become sin, then you allow the devil to gain a foothold in your life. And when you allow the devil to gain a foothold in your life, nothing good can come from it. Let's pray. Father God, we do pray for your wisdom this morning. We pray, Lord, for your guidance. And we ask this morning, Lord, that you would help us with this issue of anger. Help us to stay controlled. Pray for those who blow up that they might learn through the power of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to gain control of their life so that they might respond to difficult situations without getting angry, without blowing up. Help us, Lord, to live by the Spirit so that in everything we do, we may honor you. For we pray in Jesus' precious and holy name. Amen. This time we'll ask our